Revolutionary Gospel News. Blog Talk Radio. All right, how you guys doing today? This is Dr. Joseph Smith coming to you guys from Blog Talk Radio. I mean, that's who hosts this, but coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. I'd like to thank you guys out once again a little later than normal. Today's been a real kind of funny day for me, but it's been a great day. God is good. I'm up, moving around. Needed some rest, and much needed rest, I guess. But today, guys, once again, like I said, this is Arthur Joseph Smith from Revolutionary Gospel News. And today, I'll be talking to you about the fall of Babylon, okay? The fall of Babylon in my little insert I have there says, and up on her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon, the Great, Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth. And then in verse 18, that was Revelation 7 and 5, verse 18, not verse 18, Revelation 18 and 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquity. Okay. That is what I had there. And I was talking about Babylon the Great because the more I have studied the Bible lately, I've learned something really unique there. And it's perception, how we have been taught the Bible, how we've been taught to perceive what we're reading. You know, sometimes we really don't think that we're under any influence when we're studying the Bible. We think that we're just sitting there and we're reading it, but not realizing that if any of you have sat in the church at any time, you have been programmed to see the Bible in a certain light. And 9 out of 10, that light is not going to be the correct way the Bible has been written. And that's what I've been talking about on my other shows also, is just the way we have been taught to perceive the Bible. So we really miss the theme of the Bible. We miss what God is telling us. We miss the whole story, you know, how Jesus came and why he died. We miss all of that. When we sit in these religions, I'm not talking about it. There's some true religions out there. I'm not going to the mind to think that nobody knows the truth. But we do know, as I've always said in every show, that you got to be born again to be a part of that ecclesia, that called out assembly. And that born again process is being born of water and of spirit, as it said in John 3 and 5. He says, except a man is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into, key word, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Okay? And then it goes on to say, he goes when he's in Luke 24, he tells them at the very ending of that those verses there, because I'm not looking directly at it, he tells them that they should go to Jerusalem. He told his disciples, I'm paraphrasing, to go to Jerusalem, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name, beginning at Jerusalem. This was to come out of Jerusalem, people. Okay, and I'm getting at the fall of Babylon and how all this is going to tie in. So we find out the born-again experience, that repentance and remission of sin. And so on the day of Pentecost, because in Luke 17, it tells you the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God is within you. That's in Luke 17. So we find the kingdom of God, because scoffers say, where is the coming of the promise of the Father since they fell asleep? Well, they were talking about markers in the last days, but they do not understand the two-part birth of the kingdom of God. Okay? And so on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit came without observance, as it was describing in Luke 17. And so it comes, it fills all the house where they were sitting at. And then the ending of that scripture was basically to repent, be fully submerged in water, and what? In the name of Jesus, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 4 and 12, so there is neither salvation under any other name whereby a man must be saved. So baptism does save you. People, anybody want to call in, you're more than welcome. But you have water and spirit there. Here's where it's at. That's your water and spirit. In Acts 2:38, and that's the applying of the blood when somebody's standing over you, baptizing you in the name of Jesus Christ. You have now come under the authority of Christ. You're now, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you're now a part of his spirit, of his kingdom. of his kingdom people. So I was saying pay attention to the word kingdom, because after all of this reading and all the research, I realized that we're talking about God's theocracy. See, the world has been fighting for years to overcome Israel. Israel is the main theme of the Bible. You start from chapter 11 of Genesis. He broke off from speaking to the human family to dealing directly with Abraham and his descendants down through a period of time. That's all he's been dealing with up until Acts 10 and 11, when he begins to deal with the world again, which is Cornelius, the Italian, in chapter 10, in the first place they ever called Christian, because the apostle, like they were converted into the faith, was in chapter 11. But as I looked at this, and I've been studying the Bible, I realized this whole thing is about domination, world domination. You know, the world has been fighting. When you look at the very vision of Daniel, which I wrote about, and it was a blessing because of that vision of Daniel was closed into the time of the end. But God had blessed me to understand that vision. That is, my first book is called The Revival of the Roman Empire. And what I wrote about was the rise and fall of world government. And at that time, not really in the mind state of what I see now, but it's all about global domination. Look at let's look at 5, starting in verse 5, Daniel 12, because Daniel was looking at something and he was asking a question. But these questions could not be revealed until the time of the end. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood out two, and one on this side of the bank and of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, he's talking about these angels which were standing on this water, which was upon the waters of the rivers, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders, these signs? How long? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the rivers, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people. Okay? And all these things shall be finished. Now look what he said. I want you to keep in mind time, times and a half, 3.5 years. Keep that in mind. So he's asking, what should be the end of all these wonders? What should be coming, the ending of this? How is this going to end? He said, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. And go and said, many shall be purged and made white and tried, tested, but the wickedly shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. So he was asking about this. He did not understand what this meant. And that's why I know I'm blessed, because I actually understand the vision of Daniel. And, he talks about it. It starts with Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And that dream was of the different global powers that we would have. First, it was the Neo-Babylonian. Then it came down to which was Neo-Babylon, which was Nebuchadnezzar. That was the head of gold. And then there was the arm and chest of silver. Arms, chest of silver. Cyrus and Darius. Then you drop down to the belly of thigh, a belly of brass. There's Alexandra. Okay? Alexandra the Great, out of the Grecian Empire. Then the last two legs there, those legs represents the two thrones or the two kingdoms, because they had one in Constantinople, and they also had another kingdom in Rome itself. So those legs represents the Roman Empire. Then you get down to the final stages of all of this. You have the 10 toes, which in today's times is the Western EU. And then there was a rock that was cut out with no hands, came in and smashed those kingdoms. And they all were swept away. They were no more. And that rock became a great field of earth. That is Christ's coming kingdom. So all the time we be hearing all this stuff, and we hear all these things, we don't realize it is telling us what we go to church for, because we're supposed to be that called out people of this world. We're called into Christ's kingdom, his nation, his government system. So when we go to church, we're really supposed to be taught on how to live. We're living now, so we got to continue to live now, but to have the moral principles, to have the mind recreated in the Word of God, to know how to live when that time comes to live with God, to be ready, because he said he came for those that were ready when he talks about the 10 virgins, to be ready to live in the kingdom of God. Your mind has been completely converted. It has been completely reeducated, and you have submitted to God's will in its entirety. And so now the physical kingdom comes, and you're welcome in. See, the scriptures converted the soul. As it said in Psalms 19, it talks about what changes you. It is a clear understanding of the Word of God. See, that's what's lacking in today's time. You have too many people talking, but they don't have a clear understanding of the Word of God, nor do they understand the period of time they live in. Then the question he asked was for the three answers, when should be the end? And I know that everybody would say, oh, the end of time, end of time. There are some distinctive things that must happen. Here is Revelation 13. Revelation 13 is talking about the beast. It's talking about the Antichrist. And I'm going to get to the fall of Babylon because this is where it's going to lead us out to. Okay, so Revelation 13. We find in the first verse, and I stood up on the sands of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads, 10 horns. Notice that. That's also mentioned in chapter 12. That is a good, that's, these are the government systems of Satan. Even the beast that carries that scarlet colored beast, that woman. Okay, that scarlet colored beast that is carrying that woman, having 7 heads. And 10 horns upon her horns, 10 crowns. See, that's the Western EU. And up on it, and that 7 heads that we're talking about are the big six, and the 7 is the EU. And I'll get into that because that is symbolically speaking. It's not a dragon per se, but this is talking about a government system that is under the control of Satan, which we all now live in, no matter where we're at in the world. People, if anybody want to call in and add anything or make any comment, the number here, stop for a second, I'm going to continue on. It says the number here is 773, that's our area code, 897-6105. Once again, the number is 773-897-6105. Okay. So we goes on to find out. Here we go. It has seven heads and 10 horns, and up on his horns, 10 crowns. It was as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, the devil, and his seat of great authority. Talking about the Antichrist, he's going to be a great orator. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. And his deadly wounds were healed, and all the world wondered after the beast, the Antichrist. And it says, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. Okay? They worshiped the devil, who gave power to the Antichrist. They submitted themselves, because when you look at the word worship, to understand, worship means to submit yourself. So if you're worshiping somebody, that means you're submitting yourself to their rules. So you're worshiping them. You're acting out what they tell you. You're living by the laws that they've established for you. And they worship the beast, saying, who was like unto the beast, the Antichrist? Who was able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, look at this, a mouth speaking great things, blasphemes. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Now, remember, Daniel said, he was asking a question about, what was the ending of all these things? And it says it was for times and a half. Okay, so it's talking about what Daniel's talking about. That's 3.5 years. Now, here is it again. This is the ending of what Daniel's seen. That's how we know we're in the ending of time, because these things were closed until now. Okay, it says the great things of blasphemy and power was given to him to continue, what is that? 42 months, which is times and a half, 3.5. See, all this mythological stuff we hear about 7 years treaty and all that, the Antichrist, according to the Bible, is only going to reign 3.5 years. Not according to my opinion or my theory or something I've heard, but he's only going to rule 3.5 years. Okay? It says, and he goes on and says, and he opened his mouth to blaspheme, and blaspheme against God, to blaspheme his name, Jesus' name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. Okay? And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. Okay? It's notice that it's in all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Notice, who shall worship him? Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So if you're not a part of God's kingdom, if you have never been written in his book of life, you shall. It's not a thing that, I have my own belief, I have my own standards. No, when the Antichrist comes, you're going to go with your government system. See, that's what they're talking about. You're going to fall away, and he shall reign over all. He shall have global domination. All of those who follow him are not written in the book of life. Okay? So we find out if the beast is the Antichrist. Revelations 13 is written in reverse. It was written from the end to the beginning. Because you go on and you find out here, verse 11, and I beheld another beast come up out of the earth, and he had two horns. This is verse 11 of 13. Two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wounds were healed. See, so that's the one who introduces him. That's the false prophet. We have him going across the world right now. He's going to be in America in a couple of days. And it's no mystery, because as you look out there, more and more people can't figure out Antichrist. No, he is the false prophet. He is going to introduce the Antichrist to the world. That's his job. And we look at verse 17, now I'm going on to Babylon, the fall of this nation and who they are. Okay, look, we've got a little good time today. Revelation 17 says, and there came one of the seven angels which had seven vials and talked with me, saying, come, talk with me, saying unto me, come hear it. I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that set up on many waters. In other words, they have power and authority on many nations. Okay? Once again, we're dealing with a government system. Whom the kings of the earth, notice, the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk, delusional, with the wine of her fornication. And so he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting up on a scarlet-colored beast, that seven-headed dragon, 10 horns. Okay? She's riding up on the back of this government system. Up on the scarlet colored beast, full of name of blasphemy, 7 heads and 10 horns. Okay? This woman here in this particular verse has a dual meaning. You'll see what I mean in just a minute. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones, pearls, having a great golden cup, that cup of democracy, in her hand, full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. In other words, why I say the cup of democracy, a democracy is man's rule, not God. Whatever you feel is right. And you can see that the justice has just passed homosexual marriages across the board, across our nation, the cup of democracy. We all are equal, even when it comes down to legalizing sin. Okay, and up on her forehead was written, was a name written, mystery, Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, false religions, and abominations of the earth. All those things that are not supposed to be done, we're promoting around the world. Abominations of the earth, those things that are detestable to God, we are promoting. Homosexuality, he calls it an abomination. He said, man should not lay, that's the Leviticus 17, man should not lay with man, it is an abomination. As womankind, it is an abomination. And then you have in the Romans, because people like to try to say, oh, that was Old Testament. Well, in Romans 1, he says man being consumed, talking about burning in their own lust, one towards another, man with man, working that which is unseemly. Okay? He goes on a little higher than that, so you give them over to vile affection. So we're promoting this homosexual equality. Abominations of the earth. It's more than just that, but that is the only sin that you really look at, that he really talks about when he talks about, he calls it an abomination. So we're promoting these abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk. Look at this. Drunken with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs. A martyr of Jesus. A martyr of somebody is not somebody who straps a bomb to themselves as these Islamic people be doing. That's called suicide. But true martyrdom is when you die for bringing the light to a situation that was hidden from the people's eye. When you begin to enlighten the masses of people and they rise up to kill you because you begin to bring the light that they do not want the people to know. And I realize that's one thing about we're not hearing today in the church about God's kingdom. We're not hearing about God's domination through Christ when he comes back. We're not hearing that you can't be a part of this government system. It's under the control of Satan. And we're waiting. So when you're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and filled with the Holy Ghost, you are waiting the physical arrival of God's kingdom. That's what you're waiting on. That's what this end time stuff is about. He's going to remove all these governments from this world. All these crooks with their filthy minds and all the garbage they're promoting, spiritual wickedness in high places. He's going to get all these false religions, all that out of here. And then he's going to clean up the earth and he's going to rule it. He's going to dominate it. There will be no other kingdom but Christ's kingdom. Under the control of God, it will be a theocracy. So we find out they're going to be, this woman is behind the murdering of saints with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, where did thy marvel? Why are you so amazed? And I will tell thee the mystery, that which is concealed from the human eye, of the woman and the beast, the Antichrist, that carried her, which had the seven heads and ten horns. And the beast that thou saw was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition and destruction. And they that dwelleth up on the earth shall wonder, they shall be amazed, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they shall behold the beast, the Antichrist, that was and is not, and yet is. He's there. He's sitting over in Alba right now. If you ever actually really want to see if I'm crazy or not, I have a book called The Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation in the Temple Mount. I have him in there. He's part of that. He's going to sit in the Temple Mount, showing himself as he is God, ruling the world from there, from Jerusalem. But he's there, sitting in Alba. In that book, once again, it's also in the Revival of the Roman Empire. You can get these books at Amazon.com. In the Caliphate, Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation in the Temple Mount. For the book of the Revival of the Roman Empire, make sure you get the second edition. Do not get the first edition. That is plagiarized work by Arthur House. They did not do my book no justice. They even admitted stuff that I saw in there for them to have in there. It was just a bad deal altogether. So make sure it is the second edition, because I went through and cleaned it up, and Arthur House did a piss poor job in Arthur Central, which is their headquarters. I tell any writer, stay clear of those people, because all they're going to do is rip you off. If you need somebody to publish your book and you're a good writer, because I've had offers before I went into self-publishing, go to Creative Space. That's a good company to go with. Okay, so we're going on. And so it goes on to say, and here's the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Now notice this, he says, which the woman is riding up on the back of these people. It says, and they are seven kings. Notice. Now here it is right here. They are seven kings. Five are fallen. Okay, so here is the mind which has the wisdom. In other words, a clear understanding of the word of God. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. city. ETH is on it now. He says, and they are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. But when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is of the eight and is of the seven and goeth into perdition. Let's look at the seven heads while I have a second here before we run out of time. We find them. A lot of people have been looking for these people. They think it's the mountains of Rome, and it's not. We find these people during World War II. Here's the seven. The first one to fall was in Italy, the Mussolini. Then it was Hitler. That's two. He fell off the scene. Japan at the dropping of the A bomb. Then you have what is Great Britain. This faded off the scene beginning in the 60s and all of that. They started all the colonies. They began to go back home. That's four. Number five is Russia fell during the Great Wall. Number six, we're going out right now in our housing market. Number seven is the EU, okay, that is there now and part of that Western EU. Number eight is what I'm writing about in the Caliphate. That's coming. That is the gathering of all the Arab nations and their power, consolidating their powers. One voice, one ruler. That's the Caliph, the Antichrist. That's the seventh, which is part of the eight. But you have from this, so you had first one to fall was Mussolini, then Hitler, then Hiroshito, then Churchill, then Joseph Stalin, then right now in America under Bush and up, really under Bush is where it started at and finishing out with Obama, as I feel it will. And then you have the EU now, the Western EU, okay? And then the eight is the Arab nations joined together under one voice and one people. So you hear, he said, now look what it tells you. And so the beast, in verse 11, and the beast that was and is not, even he is of the eight and is of the seven and going into perdition and destruction. And the ten horns, the Western EU, which God saw, that's how you know it's the end of time. Look where we're at. They're already in existence now. And the ten horns, which God saw, are ten kings, which have received no kingdom, not world dominancy as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. And these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast, because the Antichrist will not have nuclear weapons, but he will have access to them through those ten horns. And they shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome, talking about Armageddon. And he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called chosen and faithful. And he said unto me, he said, the water which thou saw where the whore sitteth are in nations and tongues. The ten horns which thou saw upon the beast, in the melting pot was verse 15, that's America. On the beast, they shall hate the whore and shall make her desolated and naked and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. But God has put it in their hearts and their minds to fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom unto the beast, the Antichrist, until the word of God shall be fulfilled. So they're going to destroy America, nuke it. And the woman which thou saw is that great city which reigned over the kings of the earth. That is the UN. And people, I'm already in count now. I'll pick up tomorrow and walk up 18. But we live in what they're talking about, Mystery Babylon the Great. We're in that. That's America. We ride it on the back of the beast. Those seven the seven heads were found during World War II, and now it's come along, number seven, the EU. Number eight is on its way. They're working on building the caliphate. I'd like to just thank you guys for coming out once again, and come back tomorrow. I'll probably try to do around 1 o'clock because that's going to give me some time instead of rushing always to get here. And this is Revolutionary Gospel News. Go out and get my books. You can read the story and match it with the Bible, the revival of the Roman Empire, the Caliphate, and the rise of the Islamic nation and Temple Mount. Both two books. You find them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books a Million. Okay. And I thank you guys once again. This is Revolutionary Gospel News. Thank you for your time. And you guys who ever miss these shows, you can always come back and catch it on the pre-recorded time in the archives of my show. You'll see the listing of them. All right, you guys have a great evening.